This time in the church is a time for all of us to come into contact once more with that cause of joy, that Alleluia spirit of resurrection. We're in the Easter season where we celebrate this gift of the victory of our Lord Jesus over death, over sin, over the devil, over suffering, and over evil. And this is the cause of our joy. Because if you think about it, in our life, there are a lot of things that try to take joy away from us. And that could be sin, it could be suffering, it could be death, it could be evil, it could be the spirit of evil. And we need to stay in touch with the source of joy, which is the one who conquers that, and that's the Lord Jesus. And the Easter season is a time that gives us this opportunity to renew our contact with this source of joy, and it's an interior joy that really illuminates our hearts, really lifts our spirits. And the other part of this time in the year is we're in the month of May. As I'm recording this video, it's about May 5th, and we celebrate a special honor for Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus. And Mary is another great gift of the Lord Jesus to us. We have so many graces and gifts and blessings that come to us from God Himself. And in this month of May, in Easter season, we have this gift of Our Lady. We have the wonderful hymn of the Regina Caeli, where we actually tell Our Lady to rejoice. And she's going to rejoice anyway, whether we tell her or not, because she has this fullness of communion with her Son Jesus, with the Father and the Holy Spirit. She has this living and eternal awareness of the victory of Christ over everything that is bad. And she is given to us by Jesus as our mother. We tell Our Lady to rejoice. There's another prayer where we say, "Rejoice, O Virgin Mary, rejoice 1,000 times, so that we can share in her joy, in her awareness, her living awareness of the reality of the resurrection of Christ and His great victory." And so this time in the church, Easter season in the month of May, is a time for us to renew our devotion to Our Lady. Our Lady has in her soul all of the fruits of the redemption that comes in Christ Jesus our Lord. And she has had this in her life from the beginning of her life through a special gift of God's blessing. And in our lives, we need to have an awareness of God, because if we don't, then we're easily led astray. There's one of spiritual practices called practicing the presence of God, where we have this daily, indeed constant awareness that divine providence is at work. One of my favorite books is by a man named Jean-Pierre de Caussade. It was written a couple hundred years ago, and the title is Abandonment to Divine Providence. And in the book, he says obviously there are 7 sacraments, but he makes an allusion to something that he calls an 8th sacrament. Now, absolutely speaking, there's only 7 sacraments, but in this sort of instruction, he says the 8th sacrament is the present moment. It's the moment where divine providence is at work. And we need to have this awareness that divine providence is at work. Otherwise, we're going to feel like we're being pushed around. We're going to feel like we're just going through circumstances that are determined by others or by some power called fate or by chance. We're going to start to try to fight things. We're going to start to think that we're the God of our lives and of other people's lives. And that leads us to make all kinds of wrong decisions and messes up our priorities and really causes us to not have an interior joy. We start to try to find our joy in everything on the outside, but none of that satisfies, because everything on the outside is passing. The joy of Christ is eternal. And Our Lady has this perfect practice of the presence of God, this perfect living of, if we can call it, the 8th sacrament, of living in the mystery of divine providence. And Our Lady has this interior relationship to God that is part of her very identity as daughter of the Father, mother of the Son, and spouse of the Holy Spirit. Many people, their idea of God is simply a higher power. That actually is a really good place to begin, because it means there is something more powerful than you that deserves your attention and your respect and your reverence. When you don't believe that, then it's easy to become arrogant and to think you are that own power, that only power. Our Lady has this deeper awareness, though, of God, not simply as a higher power, but as Trinity, as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. She is daughter of the Father. That's her awareness of God. She sees God as her Father. She's mother of the Son, so she sees God as her Son in Jesus, and spouse of the Holy Spirit. She sees that the Holy Spirit is her well-beloved spouse, and with that spouse, they produce the greatest gift ever, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Now, how can this help us in our own life's journey? Well, we have to go to Our Lady, because she will share with us her unique gifts. How do we go to Our Lady? Well, the Rosary, very important prayer. Also, there is a saying by St. Bernard of Clairvaux that is really a simple and sure practice of true devotion to Mary. He says, think of Mary, call upon Mary. How do we think of Mary? Because there's so little written in the scripture about her. Well, we can read that, but we can also have images of her. I have an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe right there, an image of Our Lady of the Trinity here, and I try to have in my room an image of Our Lady on all four walls to help me to think about this great gift of Our Lady, to think of Mary, and to perceive, when I think of her, the reality of divine providence and the reality of Christ's victory. And call upon Mary. And when you see an image of Our Lady, a good thing to do is simply to perhaps say the Hail Mary prayer. Or you can just say something very simple. Mary, I am all yours. Totus tuus ego sum. And you give everything to her. Or, Mary, you're my mother, and I need your help. Please guide me. You can make up any prayer to her. It's a way to call upon her. And Our Lady begins to share with you ever more frequently and ever more deeply her Trinitarian relationship to God. This is important because it shows us the importance of relationship in the mystery of God. So we will come to see that we are sons and daughters of the Father, that we owe God our worship and our obedience, that He's taking care of us right now. He really is, and His care for us is eternal. We've got to be faithful to Him by following His commandments. Now, Mother of the Son. Now, absolutely speaking, we can't be Mother or Father of the Son, Jesus. But as Mother of the Son, Mary has so many qualities that we can imitate. One is her profound reverence for Jesus. You know, when a woman is pregnant with a baby and has the baby and in her womb, and she has this spirit of reverence for that new life within her, this sense of wonder of this uniqueness, this unique identity within her. And the child is born, and the joy of this new birth is a real gift. And even when that child or that son or daughter has difficulties in life, there's still a sense of wonder and gratitude for this new gift that has changed you. Well, Our Lady has this even more profound reverence for her divine Son, Jesus, because she knows that He is the Lord and is a gift of the Holy Spirit. And for us, that means we need to develop, with Mary's help, this great reverence for the Lord Jesus, for everything about Him, for His name, for His teaching in the sacred scriptures, for His presence in the Eucharist, for His presence in our lives. And then, spouse of the Holy Spirit. And Mary is unique in her relationship to the Spirit, as she is to the Father and the Son. But we can invite the Holy Spirit into our lives. And the Holy Spirit, with Our Lady, produces Christ. And with this devotion to Mary and to the Holy Spirit, God will produce Christ within us, will produce that gift of God's light that we can share to others. And so, in our life's journey, we don't have to go through it alone. We have a mother, Jesus on the cross, in the moment when He was fulfilling His mission. It was as if He had one more thing to do before He could sacrifice His life on the cross for our salvation. He said, behold your mother. In other words, look to Mary your mother. Take her as your mother. And Mary is our mother, and she loves us. So on this time of the Easter season and this month of May, let us try to renew our love, our relationship to the Blessed Virgin Mary, Our Lady. She is our mother, and she has everything that God could or would ever give to anyone. And when we go to her, she shares her gifts with us. We come to realize that she is our mother, and because she's our mother, we're never alone. Mary can bring us to a relationship to the Lord Jesus that no one else can. May we take her motherly hand each day, even a little bit at a time, by our prayer, by our thinking of her, our calling upon her, and allow her to keep us close to her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the source of our Easter joy, and that joy is something that is eternal. God bless you.